This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris.
Like, oh my God!
This song by Frank Zappa cemented in American ears the sound of the California Valley Girl.
I'm like all these like really great shoe stores. I like love going into like clothing stores and stuff. I like buy the neatest mini skirts and stuff.
This version is obviously way over the top, but the speech pattern and others like it around the country are the subject of serious academic research. Penelope Eckert is a professor of linguistics at Stanford University. She's currently studying the speech of preteens in Northern California, and she says the most significant changes are in the way young people use their mouths to form vowels in everyday speech.
There is a what we call a fronting of back vowels so that oo becomes oo and o becomes o. At the same time, we have a lowering and a raising, sort of a splitting of some of the front vowels, so that the vowel I, as in did, moves down to dead. And by the same token, the vowel a tends to lower in words like, for instance, that, but to raise when it's before a nasal consonant, so you get stuff like stand.
Now, I'm going to ask you to do something because you've walked through all of these changes as individual examples, but if you could for us try to channel a Palo Alto teenager and give us a couple of sentences that would show us how we can hear this vowel shifting in the patois of adolescent girls. One example right there.
I don't know if I can do that.
Now you said, I don't know if I can. I thought I heard you say, I don't know if I could do that.
I said, I don't know if I can do that.
That's what you heard on the playgrounds and in the lunchrooms.
That kind of thing, yeah. I remember one girl talking about how this other girl didn't like being around with certain people, and she'd say, I don't like it here. I think I'm going to move. And a lot of these shifts actually come out more clearly when people are engaged in this kind of stuff, whether it's, you know, performing drama or being catty or whatever. So frequently when people are talking about things, I'd say, she goes, I don't like it here. I think I'm going to move.
And so the word move, which I always remember having just one syllable, suddenly becomes a two-syllable word. So how is it that the dialect of teenage girls in Northern California or throughout California became a serious field of academic study? I understand you're not the only person who's looking into this.
Well, the structure of dialect differentiation across any space is a field of serious study for linguists who are interested in linguistic change. So I study the relation between people's pronunciation of vowels and where they fit into, in the case of adolescence, the sort of peer social structure. You know, we know that people use clothing and makeup and adornment and walks and all kinds of external stuff to create a style. And linguistic style goes right along with that. So, for instance, among the kids I've been working with, everybody fronts ew. All the kids say move. It's only certain girls who are really moving with the o, the goes, and these tend to be the real sort of movers and shakers in the new, what I call the heterosexual market.
So if the alpha girls use this kind of vowel shifting to enforce their place in the social hierarchy, do they grow out of it at some point?
I think it depends upon what they grow into. Some people may become more conservative in their speech. I certainly have, because when I was in high school, you could tell I was from New Jersey. And others may become more flamboyant.
Now that you live in California, do you find yourself shifting your vowels?
Yeah. And I think to some extent it's because I spend so much time with these kids and I get so involved with them. And I have to watch out. You know, sometimes I find myself dressing like sixth graders. That's not cool.
Professor Eckert, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Penelope Eckert is a professor of linguistics at Stanford University.